Welcome to the 510 podcast. I'm Heidi Matheson, and my goal in the next 5 to 10 minutes is to bring you some encouragement from the Word of God and to do what Paul tells us to do in Ephesians 5 verse 10, to find out what pleases the Lord. Together, let's strengthen our faith through the Word of God. I recently watched a snippet of an interview featuring R.T. Kendall, an American author, speaker, and teacher. He was being interviewed by J. John, who is a UK evangelist, speaker, and author. Now, before I talk about the interview, I have to say I was so encouraged to find out that the foundation of R.T. Kendall's ministry is actually the same as the foundation of the 510 podcast. On his website about page, R.T. Kendall says that the only thing that matters in this life is pleasing God. And he quotes Ephesians 5 verse 10, the foundation scripture of the 510 podcast, find out what pleases the Lord. R.T. Kendall has been in Christian ministry for over 70 years. He's authored more than 50 books. He has 2 degrees, 1 master's and 2 doctorates. He's pastored a church for more than 30 years. And when R.T. Kendall was asked by J. John, what would you say to the young R.T. Kendall? What advice would you give? His answer was, know your Bible and pray a lot. He even went on to say that through knowing your Bible and praying, God would use you to exceed seminary degrees and PhDs. He said, I cannot emphasize this enough. Know your Bible and pray a lot. He said that the legacy he would want to leave behind is that people would take the Bible seriously. Now, I haven't followed R.T. Kendall's ministry closely, but he has spent decades walking with the Lord and working for the Lord. And his main takeaway from all of those years is that knowing the Bible and praying are the two most important things that we can be doing as Christians. On a daily basis, you and I are bombarded with opinions and ideas that are fed to us by our culture, by our society. And it's so important that we are aware of how these opinions and ideas stand up to the Word of God. It's important that we know whether or not we should be agreeing with these ideas and opinions. And if not, we need to have an answer why. Jesus had some very strong words to say to his disciples in Matthew chapter 18. I'll read from the NIV version. Matthew 18 verses 1 to 9. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung round their neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to stumble. Such things must come, but woe to the person through whom they come. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have 2 hands or feet and be thrown into eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It's better for you to enter life with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell. I would have felt very uncomfortable being a part of that conversation, but it's an important conversation to have. When Christians don't stand up for the truth of the Word of God against popular opinion, we are causing people to stumble. We are leading them astray, away from Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. It feels as though, as time passes, the ways of this world are becoming more and more separated from the ways of God. It feels as though society is rapidly straying from the path of righteousness as taught in the Bible. So what do we do about this? How do we heed these very serious words of Jesus and make sure that we are not the ones causing others to stumble? Well, according to R.T. Kendall, and I happen to agree with him wholeheartedly, we need to know our Bibles and pray a lot, because that's how we learn to know the ways of Jesus. That's how we get to know the heart of the God who loves us, the God who created us and has beautiful plans for our lives. We need to think very carefully about the fact that we might be causing others to stumble and stray from Jesus because we don't base our opinions on God's word, or we don't stand up for God's word in the face of opposing opinions. Ephesians 6 talks about the armor of God, the virtues that we need to fit ourselves with in order to fight a spiritual battle. In verse 17, it talks about the word of God as the sword of the Spirit. This is an offensive weapon, not a defensive weapon. We are to use it against the forces that oppose the word of God. Hebrews 4 expands on this. It says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." And then in 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5, Paul talks about the reason that we have spiritual weapons, that they are for casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Friends, the Bible is our most important spiritual weapon, and we are to use it to oppose arguments, opinions, ideas that go against God's ways, as we're shown and taught in the Bible. But in order to use this mighty weapon, we need to know this mighty weapon. Let's heed Paul's words to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. "Be diligent to present ourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And remember what Paul said in 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 and 17. "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Friends, we need to fight with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the Bible. But in order to fight, we need to know the Bible and we need to know Jesus. So listen to the words of R.T. Kendall, his advice from 70 years of ministry. Know your Bible and pray a lot. Thanks for listening to the 510 podcast. I really hope you were encouraged today. I'd love it if you would take a moment to rate the 510 podcast on your favorite podcast player. And if you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it with a friend.